Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. Our topic today is the safest place. Reading Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. As a matter of context, David wrote this psalm as he was hiding from Saul in the cave of Adullam. There came a time when Saul's poor character manifested itself. Even though Saul looked the part of a king, he lacked the character of a king. God raised up David, who did not look the part of a king. It became evident that the hand of God was on David, and Saul became jealous and deranged. So David fled for his life, until such time as God dealt with Saul and brought David forth. When God places purpose on your life, there are forces that resist God's will in your life. Nothing can stop the purposes of God, but forces and faces will resist God's purpose being done. And so we face heartbreak and dangers, not so much from people. As Paul said, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this age. What you need to know is that God is merciful. Mercy is the gift before and after faith. While we should walk by faith and not by sight, sometimes our faith comes short. But the mercy of God is there, supporting us and helping us. And David knew to cry out to God in times of need, and so should we. Jesus said, "Come to me when you're burdened, and I will give you rest." David said, "My soul trusts in you." We trust God because he has proven himself to be trustworthy. And then David wrote, "And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities pass by." This term, the shadow of God's wings, appears in Scripture from time to time. It's a picture of a mother bird spreading her wings to cover her chicks to protect them. It is a statement to cause us to think about the safest place, which is the presence of God. David said, "I will cry out to the Most High God who performs all things for me." Just as God took a personal interest in David's life and fulfilled purpose for him, the same is true for us in Christ. God's greatness means that nothing can stop him from accomplishing what he has set out to do for us. He is both omnipotent, which means all-powerful, and he's also faithful, meaning that he will keep his word to us. Again, we read, "I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me." The safest place is a posture where you call on the Lord, trust him, and know he will bring your purposes to pass. God bless. Have a great day and be encouraged.